with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent describes the tax bill President Trump signed into law this month as a way of eventually privatizing Social Security. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The law created a new category of tax-advantaged retirement savings accounts for babies called Trump accounts that will be initially seeded with $1,000 from the government. The accounts could so enamor Americans with the magic of private investing that they will eventually clamor for the privatization of the federal government's popular insurance program for the elderly. At the start of his second term, agents from President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency pushed for layoffs and other changes to operations of the Social Security Administration. And Democrats have claimed it was all part of an effort to privatize Social Security. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A White House communications official says the Department of Justice is leaving no stone unturned in its investigation into the Epstein files.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Special Assistant to the President Harrison Fields says the President may have more to say about the Epstein case once the investigation wraps up.
We've got some good cops in the Department of Justice and the FBI looking at the facts as they have them.
As for critics or even Trump supporters worried he may be slow walking the process to protect his own administration, Fields says it's simply not the case.
The one thing the president's going to do is stand for transparency. There's truly nothing to hide.
Harrison Fields was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will recognize a Palestinian state in September. Carney convened a cabinet meeting on Wednesday to discuss the situation there. Pressure to formally recognize Palestinian statehood has mounted since French President Emmanuel Macron announced that his country will become the first major Western power to recognize a Palestinian state in September. This is SRN News. Throughout this week, we've been highlighting the first-class biblical stage musicals produced in Lancaster, Pennsylvania and Branson, Missouri by Sight and Sound Theaters. Katie Miller, whose grandfather founded Sight and Sound, tells Tom Tratup of SRN News, Jesus is at the center of everything her company does.
Our mission statement is to tell his story through who we are and what we do. And so when we're hiring and inviting, you know, new people to join our team, we care a lot about excellence here. We want everyone to come and do a really great job. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that we are all reflections of Christ in every moment and action that we do throughout the day.
Sight and Sound Theater's production of David is currently on stage in Branson, Missouri, and in Pennsylvania they're mounting the 30th anniversary season of Noah. More at sight-sound.com. This is SRN News. NASA and India have paired up to launch an Earth-mapping satellite capable of tracking the slightest changes in land and ice.
Scientists say the $1.3 billion mission will help forecasters and first responders stay one step ahead of floods, landslides, and other disasters. The satellite, launched Wednesday, will survey virtually all of the Earth's terrain multiple times with its two radars. It's the biggest space collaboration so far between the two countries, and will join dozens of other Earth observation missions already in operation by the U.S. and India. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Tsunami advisories in some areas of the U.S. are being canceled as concerns about devastating damage faded in Japan and along the U.S. Pacific coast. It's all the result of an 8.8 quake in Russia. More details at srnnews.com.